Gary Reese from Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Cam. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am. What's your name again, ma'am?
It's Kimberly.
Hello, Kimberly. How are you? Yes, ma'am. I work for a camp, and I lost my key to my car on a field trip. And it's parked right down the road from my house on a business lot. I need it towed to my house, please.
Okay. A lot of providers will not tow without a key.
Well, the second thing about I have a key made, but it'll turn the ignition, but it just won't start because I got to get the key coded. But they closed today. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're trying to get my key.
Yeah, because the place that's going to code my key, they close on Sundays. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're trying to get it towed to your house?
Yes, ma'am, because I'm conceived. Cause as of last night, my rental stole two of my hubcaps off the car.
Okay.
Unless they can tow it to Chevrolet, and I go in the morning and give them my key.
That I don't know, but I do know is that some companies only allow one service every 72 hours. So if you
okay.
get it,
go ahead.
So if you get it towed today, you won't be able to get it towed tomorrow.
So I get towed next week.
Yes, in 72 hours.
Okay.
From
that's fine. As long as it's in my yard, I know it's safe, I'll be fine with that, man. I really will. I just want it in my yard. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Can I start with your name?
Tracy Larkin. T-R-A-C-I-E. Larkin. L-A-R-K-I-N.
And 229-200-5998, a good callback number for you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It sure is.
Okay. Would you like to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service?
Sure. That'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply.
Ma'am?
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, no, if I got paid for it, then don't worry about it. That's okay. That's okay. I thought it was free. That's okay.
It's free usually if your text messages that come to your phone are free. It's usually
Okay. I understand that. Okay.
And can you verify the address registered to your policy?
Yes, ma'am. 207 Ronaldo, Varnedoe Street, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792.
Okay.
And believe it or not, the car is on the same street. It's right at the Thomasville Resource Center, right down the road.
And the vehicle that you're calling about today?
The Impala, 2007 Impala, burgundy.
What color is it? Burgundy?
Burgundy, red, burgundy, maroon.
And can you tell me what's going on with your vehicle?
I work for TCRC, Thomasville Resource Center, and we're on a field trip. So we got by late Friday night from the field trip. I had my house key on my key ring, but my car key was gone. And I don't know what, so I went and got another made. I said Chevrolet. They said it might need to be coded, and it might not. So when I brought the key back to my car, it'll turn the ignition, but it won't crank the car because it needs to be coded because it has some kind of thing in it. So now I got to get it off in the code. The key, I get the car to the Chevrolet paper. I just want my car in the yard because two of my hookers have already been taken already. Did I say too fast?
No, ma'am. I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
I just need to type it up. Is your vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive?
Ma'am?
Is your vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive?
What you mean?
Does it use all four of the tires when it's driving, like in snowy conditions, certain weathers?
Well, I never been in no snow condition. My car, because I live in Thomasville, so I really don't know how to answer the question for you.
It's okay.
I mean, all wheels turn when I'm driving, right?
Yes, but... You don't think so? Okay.
I never driven it in the snow, so I really don't know what to say.
It's okay. Is your vehicle currently in a parking garage?
No, ma'am. It's in the parking lot of my job.
Has it been modified to be lowered to the ground?
Has it been what now?
Has it been modified to be lowered to the ground?
It's just parked, ma'am. I mean, I parked it early Friday in the morning. You know, I backed it in the parking lot. And when I came back, my key, I had misplaced my key, so it's parked.
Can your vehicle shift into neutral?
Once I got the key, it should put it in neutral. It won't turn the car on.
Okay, so service the result of an accident?
Is it an accident?
Is this service the result of an accident?
No, ma'am. I went to work Friday in the morning, taking the kids to the zoo in Atlanta. I parked my car, got on the bus to the kids to the zoo. When I got back, somehow my key got off my key ring. Told me to come home late. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody hit my car. I just lost my key.
Okay, so you have the key that you have. Are you going to meet the provider with that key?
Yes, ma'am. I got a key made, but it needs to be coded to my car. I got a brand new key made. It just won't start the car because it needs to be coded. And over to get coded, it got to be at Chevrolet, but I can wait a couple of days before I can take the Chevrolet.
Okay.
I just want my car home.
Will you
ma'am,
you ride with the provider?
No, ma'am. My daughter, whoever is down there.
Okay.
I mean, it's right down the road from my house.
Do you know the address?
501 Vonado Street.
And it's getting towed to the 207 Vernado Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have all of your information inputted. As soon as I secure your provider, you should receive a text message with the service provider's name, number, and ETA. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
No, but how long do you think that might take, ma'am? You know, an estimate time?
No, that I do not know.
Okay. So they're gonna catch me on my phone?
Yes, ma'am. You receive a text message.
When they're on their way?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm not, because I ain't want to go down there and be parked, you know, it's hot. So when they catch me, I'll drive on down.
Just wait till you get the text message. And when you get the text message, start on your way, because the text message is what's called an estimate. So what that means is
called
that
what?
An estimate. Meaning uh-huh. they say they're going to be there in 30 minutes. They can be there in 10 minutes. It's just an estimate of when they should come.
Okay.
So once you get that text message, start on your way.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will.
Okay. Anything else I can help you with?
Thank you so much for you.
You're welcome. Have a good one, ma'am.
You. Bye.